Coming up on TMS PM, let's do some good in the world.
Arizona really was a mess.
Carman strikes again.
KFC make a romance novel.
Don't hurt your brain and more, which might mean an app review if we have time and other things possibly. On this episode of TMS PM.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night.
TMS PM.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to TMS PM edition for May 11th, 2017. I'm Scott Johnson with Brian Ibbett.
Hello. Yes. Hello. Hello, Scott Johnson.
Is that who you are? You're Brian Ibbett?
I'm Brian Ibbett. It's funny because I didn't recognize my name there initially, so I'm so glad. It says it on my.
You have a little tag. You have a thing to remind you all the time.
I do, right here.
Oh, okay, good. Oh yeah, I have one of those too. Where'd mine go?
I think you and I got ours from exactly the same place.
Who sent these? I forget. Someone gave.
I believe it was Before Tank Girl.
Oh, so nice. Look, mine is Scott Johnson, Lord of the Pants. Get it? Like dance. It's like dance, but pants. Anyway, I love that thing. It's one of my favorite things. Too. People always remark on it when they come into the office. They see that plate and they think, oh, how official. And then they look a little closer and they're like, Lord of the Pants. What does that mean? And it's a great conversation piece.
That's right.
Brian, before we go any further, you said this morning you were going to go get a burger at this fancy burger place that you were telling me about. And then instead you went to Taco Bell.
I know. I was so excited to go do a Freddy's burger and fries. It sounded so good. We were talking about it. It's like, oh, little thin patties, but the edges of the burger get really dark and crisp. Mm-hmm. And then the middle of the patty's still juicy and it's awesome. Yeah. And I got to say, I mean, you know, I don't know how far the one in Draper is from you, but the one for me is probably, I don't know, a good 15, 20 minutes away.
Oh, that's far. Yeah. Mine's maybe 8 minutes. So
yeah. See, 8 minutes I could do. And if it was 8 minutes, no problem. But I got to get on the highway. I got to go 3 exits down. And the highway is not close to me either. I mean, I got to drive, you know.
You got to get to the highway.
I got to get to the highway. About five to 8 minutes to get to the highway. And then continuing on. But the Taco Bell is just right down the street. I mean, it's like, you know, it's 5 minutes away maybe.
Yep. Taunting you from afar.
Taunting me, saying, come run for the border, Brian. Come this eat is the ghost of the little chihuahua that used to do the commercials.
Yes, come get some grease, they say That's to right. themselves. Yeah.
So I indeed went to Taco Bell, and I said I wouldn't in the Tadpole Facebook chat. I said I wouldn't try their new dumb thing. So they had the naked chicken chalupa, right, where they take a instead of a taco shell, they replace it with a piece of hammered, flat, breaded, fried chicken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I tried that, and I thought it was pretty good, and I did have it a second time.
Was that the last weird thing you've had there?
Well, up until today.
Until today. Okay.
Yes. And today was, I tried their new dumb thing, which is the naked chicken nachos.
Oh, no.
Would you like to take a guess at what naked chicken nachos are?
Okay, let me assume that it's just little slabs of chicken that you use as a nacho to like scoop up things and eat with nachos.
You even make it sound better than it is. It is little triangular, not even a slab, little flat, pounded flat, triangular pieces of breaded fried chicken and a little plastic cup of cheese.
What the heck? That's it?
That's it. That's it. It's not even like, ooh, tomatoes and lettuce and sour cream and guacamole and all that. No, it's like, it's just dipping it in a little plastic cup of cheese.
That's the devil's plaything. I would not eat that.
It is
that,
the devil's
plaything. Yeah, and that's all you had was just that?
Well, no, I had a burrito supreme with it.
Oh. All right. Is a combo type thing or something?
Because I wanted some vegetables. You got to have a little lettuce, a little tomato.
Yeah. little bean in there, sure. I understand.
Yeah, it's... Okay, so you can imagine, right? I mean, imagine what you think this tastes like. You rate it on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being, oh, I imagine I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Mm-hmm.
Or 1 meaning, oh, I imagine that I did not like it very much at all.
Yeah. I'm going to get, can I guess then? So what's the range? What's the, how many points between those two stages though?
Like
how?
Well, it's 1 to 10. So
oh, that's 1 to 10. Okay. I missed that part. Yeah. So let's say I'm going to give, you're going to give it a, oh, you can't be higher than 4. Are you higher than 4?
I'm not higher than 4.
Are you lower than 4?
I'm one lower than 4. I would have said a 3.
It's, oh, man.
The chicken's good, right? Yeah, but it's, yeah, all in all, it's just a really sad-looking affair. I mean, really, would not have taken at all any effort to have, like, one of their little square cardboard trays like they have for the Mexican pizza thing.
Yeah, that's I was going to say.
Which I believe they call the Mexican pizza.
Right. Right.
And to drop the chips haphazardly, fine. I know, they're minimum wage. Haphazardly drop the little chicken triangles into that tray.
Ugh.
And then cover it with some actual ingredients. It doesn't have to be ground beef or anything like that, but throw a little sauce, some tomatoes, some lettuce, some shredded cheese, sour cream, an olive, if they're feeling... Like throwing caution to the wind.
Yeah, you guys feeling saucy today? Throw a little black olive in there. Like
the raconteur behind the counter is feeling a little...
Yeah, like he wants to stretch himself just a tiny bit. Wow. Yeah. I don't ever want to have these. I just don't like the idea that they're... These are not natural chicken shapes.
No. And you're not going to go to KFC and say, let me get a bucket of chicken and a container of nacho cheese to dip that said chicken in.
No, you're not.
So why would you do it as nachos? I mean, it's, you know, at least the chalupa thing is like, okay, well, this is, I can't imagine what this is like because I've never had anything like this before.
Right.
But you've had fried chicken, you've had nacho cheese, and you're not going to sit there and say, bro, Colonel, give me some of that. Give me 3 pumps of the glowing yellow stuff for me to dip my drumstick in.
Well, let's talk about the glowing yellow stuff for a second. That's just straight up like the same cheese they gave you with the regular kind of nachos they have.
It's
and...
exactly the same cheese. Okay. And
it's barely
cheese.
If I
know my Taco Bell, yeah, it comes in an aluminum or steel can, stainless steel can, about yay big.
Yeah. And percentage of cheese, what's your guess? Like,
oh,
actual,
wow,
cheese.
I'd say it's probably in line with my earlier rating. I'm going to say it's 3% cheese.
3% cheese. For every 10 ounces, 3 ounces of cheese. Nice.
That would be 30% cheese.
Oh, that would be 30% cheese, right? Not
3%. Let's see. Let's find out.
If that was 100 gallons of cheese.
Cheese in Taco Bell nacho cheese.
Yeah, how much cheese in your cheese?
Yeah, Taco Bell chips and nacho cheese sauce. Nutrition search. That's not going to tell us the percentage of cheese, though. Here we go. Quora coming to our rescue.
Wow.
What is in the official list of ingredients in Taco Bell nacho cheese? Well, the number one ingredient, this does give me a little bit of hope, cheese whey.
Okay. Cheese whey?
Cheese whey.
All right.
You take a left on cheese whey, and then you...
take a right on Bean Circle, and you're there.
That's right. Skim milk, partially hydrogenated soybean oil, modified food starch.
Yeah.
Then we get to cheese, which is made of milk, cultures, salt, and enzymes. So.
Okay. So real. That sounds like cheese.
That actually sounds like cheese.
Yeah.
Then water, sodium phosphate, sodium caseinate, acetic acid, citric acid, natural and artificial flavor, which, which I would have assumed you would have gotten from cheese.
You know, cheese. Cheese has, it turns out cheese has a flavor to it, turns out.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And I can't imagine. Yeah. Then jalapeno peppers must be really ground up fine.
Yeah, never hot.
Salt, annatto extract, sodium sterolol lactate, lacetate, calcium chloride, mono and diglycerides, carotene color paprika, oleoresin.
Oleoresin. Oh, no.
Yeah.
What the hell's an oleo? I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
You extract resin from an oleo, whatever that is.
And then here's the weird thing.
Okay.
At the very bottom, with an asterisk, it says, will contain one of the ingredient statements above, depending on regional suppliers. Oh, I get it, because there's two different ones.
Right.
One of them has jalapeno puree.
Yeah.
The other one just has jalapeno. Oh, yeah. Salt, vinegar in the second one.
All right. Those are things I'm familiar with. I've eaten those in food stuffs before.
Which one is the thing that makes that stuff glow in the dark if you happen to eat it in a movie theater?
Yeah, no kidding. Which is the one that makes it so your poop comes out and makes and has a voice? Like, what's that? What part is that of your cheese?
I love Quora. They're related questions.
Yeah.
Number one related question, can I buy Taco Bell nacho cheese sauce? And that's a valid question. Sure. Second question, what is a Mexi-Melt like at Taco Bell? What are its ingredients? What's it like?
What's that like? Hey, you guys, I'm just wondering, what's a taco Mexi-Melt like?
Third question, which is the best cheese for tacos and why?
Yeah.
So apparently I'm not just looking for an answer, I want an essay.
Yeah, and the answer is none of the above is what the answer should be.
Right.
Here's some fun snack facts from Taco Bell. We love doing this. Facts on snacks. Taco Bell currently employs 150,000 people. It has 5,600 nationwide restaurants here in the United States, more overseas. Tacos served per year, 2 billion. Burritos served per year, 1 billion. So tacos are beating it by a billion, double.
Wow.
Average customer visit frequency, Brian, you're in this list, every 11 days.
11 days.
On average.
That probably sounds about right. You know, like once every 2 weeks.
Yeah, probably pretty close.
More frequent than that, but not weekly. So
here's the amount of raw materials consumed each year, and mind you, these are the same ingredients across the entire menu. 3.8 billion corn taco shells / flour tortillas, those are combined.
Okay.
105 million pounds of fresh lettuce. I don't know why they put fresh in there, but sure, why not. 47 million pounds of pinto beans, 288 million pounds of seasoned ground beef, and 111 million pounds of quote-unquote cheese. Twitter followers on their account, 175,000. So there you go.
So there are more. There you go. There's a comparison. They have only slightly more Twitter followers than they have employees.
That's weird. Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
No, wait. Yeah. They have less. Oh, you're right. 25,000 more.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to read that as is 150,000 mandatory Twitter followers and 25,000.
Follow us on Twitter if you'd like to continue your employment.
Hurry up and follow it or you will be let go.
That's how we're going to tell you when you're on the schedule.
Exactly. Oh, that's awesome. All right. Real quick, during today's show, we're going to give some stuff away to some people that have been very kind and donated to a good cause. As you know from this week, we've mentioned it a couple of times. Carrie, also known as Cleo, a longtime stalwart member of our community, lost her daughter the other day to a really an entire life of sort of fighting to live. 15 years, which is insane, because I think they originally told her that it was maybe a matter of months or something when she was born. She stuck with it like Wonder Mom the entire time. So we set up a GoFundMe page today. That's what GoFundMe's for, guys. That's why it exists. It isn't to say, hey, I need to get some weed. Everyone want to contribute. It's not like that. It's to help people.
I'd like to go on a vacation somewhere, please.
So we, to do that, we want to help her with costs of funeral and it's just whatever we can. I put a goal up of $1,200. We're already at $1,805. That's $200 more than when we started the show, which is pretty impressive. You guys are all great. If you go to GoFundMe.com/EdenFund, that's EdenFund, Eden Fund, you can contribute. And it's whatever you want to. It's just a way to show a member of our community how much we appreciate them. And also, just I can't think of anything worse than what she's going through. So
yeah,
any little bit helps. Here's the nice thing, though. We're going to, at random today, at various points, give things away to contributors who have shown up on there and given something away or have given money to the cause.
Right.
So the hard part about this is I wish there was a way to see. Let's see. Can I see all the people? Yes, I can. GoFundMe is a little weird.
Interesting. I'm actually getting a thing right now saying GoFundMe.com/EdenFund. GoFundMe is having an issue. Please check back soon. Anybody else?
Are we messing them up?
I don't know. You're able to get to it because you're able to see the list of everybody.
Yeah, it's loading right away for me.
Oh, there we go. It's loading now for me. It must have just been a little hiccup.
A little bit of a ISP issue.
Right.
So as an example, I'm going to pick a name at random here and give them something. Okay? So I don't know if people want their amounts. They probably don't. Should I not say amounts? I probably shouldn't. I mean, they're public.
Yeah, don't. Just in case it's less than they wish they could give.
And yeah, and it's, I mean, it's public, so everyone can see it, but I would rather not. I mean, I just don't know. So we'll just not give amounts. But let me just say this. Everybody's been incredibly generous. Like, there aren't people in here giving a quarter. Like, people are giving real money, and that's really amazing. Anyway, John Kobe, K-O-B-E. Is that how you'd say it? Kobe or Kobe?
Yes. Yeah, totally John Kobe. I know John Kobe.
I'm going to give John Kobe. Here's the things we have on stuff to give away today. And we may have some extras and stuff, but here are just a few of them. Justin Robert Young has donated 2 full sets of the Contender game, including the original game and its expansions. Huge thanks to Justin. He's been really nice during this process. Of course he has. It's Justin. We're not, you know, not that he's not normally nice. Justin's always nice, but big thanks to Jury and the Contender guys for donating those. So we'll be giving those away. I heard from Zach over at wetneon.net. He would like to donate a pet portrait. And the only thing the only weird bit would be the person getting it would have to pay shipping. But other than that, you know, we're talking a really good value, a couple hundred bucks there for a wetneon.net pet portrait. Go check that out if you're interested in that. And I've got a version of, so a few years ago, Cleo came to me and says, hey, can you take that dragon fighter thing you did and can you put Eden in it? Because that's how I see her, as kind of a warrior and stuff. Here, chat room, I'll let you take a look at this here.
That's such a great drawing.
It was a lot of fun to do. It's different than here, let me fit the full thing in. There we go. It's different than the one I originally did. And at the time I thought, oh, well, that's kind of weird, you know, like maybe it's just sort of kind of like that, so I'll keep it all the same except for that. And it ended up turning out really great. So it's depicting Eden in a wheelchair with a sword drawn, facing a horrible dragon, that dragon being her affliction for her short life. So, a version of that, signed by me, whether that may not matter to anyone or not, but I'll sign it, if you want, as the artist, and ship that out to a winner. So that's another thing you can get today, along with Monsters Anonymous, which was a Kickstarter success and a film created by fan, listener, and film raconteur himself, Jason Robbins. He's going to give an 11x17 poster signed by the cast and crew. That includes Brian O'Halloran, you know, from the Clerks movies.
Clerks. Yeah, I'm not even supposed to be here today.
Yeah.
Dante from Clerks.
Dante from Clerks. And Jeremy London, who you probably know from all the things
Party of Five.
Yep. And other things he did with his brother, who's a twin, so sometimes they'd swap around.
I want to make sure I don't confuse Jason London and Jeremy London.
Happens all the time.
Jeremy London, I'm pretty sure, was Party of Five.
Yeah. He was the one not on Dr. Drew's drug addict show. The other brother.
That's right, yes.
So that thing is signed and will go to somebody. Multiple little print packs that I've got to give away. A bunch of stuff. So if you are inclined, and listen, no pressure, everybody. We know everybody's in a different position right now, and we don't want you to feel like any kind of weird pressure. This is not a peer pressure moment. This is just a chance, if you'd like to take it, to give to somebody who's given a lot to the community. And if you decide to do it, again, it is GoFundMe.com/EdenFund. And my original point was, I'm going to let this Monsters Anonymous poster from... Oh, gosh, I can't type. Hold on. I'm going to let the one Jason Robbins is donating, the filmmaker himself, one of the filmmakers, I'm going to send that to John Kobe. So, John Kobe, just have to get in touch with me, scott@frogpants.com, and I will get with him, and he will send it to you ASAP.
And with all these, I'm throwing in a signed copy, signed by Scott, by me, and by Andrew Allen, copy of Secret Identity. The double album that covers all the movie and TV themes, superhero movie and TV themes.
Awesome. All right, I've got that on the list, too. I've also got a ton of codes to give away for, like, Steam and stuff. And we have plenty we can give you guys today, and we'd really like to do that, so... Continue to give. I'm not going to refresh this page. Actually, I guess I can if I do two separate windows here. One that
has all the names. Have that one on the side.
Yep, and have this one. Oh my gosh, we're already at 2570. You guys are nuts. That's amazing. Nice. This is really going to help her. So we'll do a regular show outside of that. Keep checking in, see how we're doing, and go from there. That sound good to you, Brian?
Sounds great to me, my man.
Me too. Here's this sound. Nope. Yep. Nope. Let's try that again because everything played at once. There we go. Nope, that's the wrong one. Why isn't that playing right?
Radio today is different.
Oh,
powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
It's the evening news brought to you by
Desert Pornography.
I always like when you improv those.
When I look at the very next article or the very first article you just come up with.
I like when you do that. I think it's good.
Sure.
Here's some news in Arizona. An Arizona radio station is in trouble.
Oh.
Yeah, they screwed up. An oldies country music station.
Who would oldies that, country?
Who would that be? Who would you put in the oldies country?
That's
going
to be your Hank Williams, your George Jones.
Yeah.
Your Willie Nelson, maybe. I mean, he lives on forever.
Who's the coal miner's daughter? She'd be in there.
Oh, Loretta Lynn.
Yeah, Loretta Lynn.
Crystal Gayle probably would be on the oldies country music radio station.
Yeah.
Patsy Cline.
Sure. Crystal Gayle's still around. She is, right?
I think so.
I'm going to look her up. Does she still have all that hair is the question?
I wonder if Juice Newton would be...
Oh, here she is in 2014.
She's 66.
66 and still has a crap ton of hair.
Yep, and for that reason, cannot ride a bicycle.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to. You're just going to go
right into the chain.
I remember her most vividly from an episode of the Muppet Show. She was on there a couple times.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine going over to her house and having soup, and then you pull out like a 7 foot long hair?
Yeah, like,
that's not mine.
That's not mine. It wasn't me. Yeah, she'd never be able to hide from it. It wouldn't be a thing you could make an excuse for. That's hilarious. Anyway, the deal is this. This oldies country music station serving rural Arizona aired a public service announcement for 2 years telling people how to hide potential evidence in child pornography cases, has stopped doing so after advertisers received threats, the station's owner said Wednesday. I know, this is nuts. KAVVFM owner Paul Lotzoff. Sure. I guess that's his name.
But if you put the comma, like you say his last name first, it's Lots of Paul.
Yep, Lots of Paul. He says this. That's a weird statement. In an interview, he says he does not like child pornography. That's a little bit of an understatement.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't personally like it.
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'd say like a 3.
Yeah, that implies you tried it, you weirdo. Anyway, but created the announcement because he thinks Arizona's 10-year minimum sentence for each child or image of child porn is too hard and costly for taxpayers. Nobody put me up to it. Nobody paid, he said. My feeling is that people don't deserve life in prison just because they have a few pictures of naked juveniles. Oh, yeah, they do. God. Yes, they do.
Yes, that's very specific.
That's precisely where they go. That's where they should go. And you don't get to choose how not to.
Jeez.
Anyway, in a recent public comment about the announcement was 99.9% negative, and some radio station, I know, shock, right?
Right, but that means that there's one guy out there. Thank you for that information on how to hide my child pornography.
Thank you. I've been able to encrypt it. advertisers are getting threats. Anyway, the signal of the radio station from the small southeastern Arizona town of Benson beams across a wide area that stretches toward the Mexico border. The announcement described Arizona's tough penalties for possession of the pornography and then provided advice on how to avoid convictions. Dude, just put that guy. He's an aider and an abettor, dude. Put him in jail.
Kidding.
Freaking gross.
Put it in a... Put it in a folder marked phone bill.
Yeah. It says, if you have such material, you can save yourselves and your family a ton of grief and save the taxpayers a lot of money by never storing such pictures on a hard drive on your computer. Always use an external hard drive and hide it where nobody can find it. That's the advice?
Wow.
Never.
Brought to you by Zip Drive.
I thought he would say something like, the encryption technology we recommend is
right. Nope,
blip, blap, bloop. And you plug it in and you hold it over the thing. None of that. In fact, it says likewise.
You want to get a drive that can handle something called Universal Serial Bus or USB. Look for that on the box.
3.0. It says likewise, never keep paper pictures, tapes, or films of naked juveniles wherever anyone else can find them. I can't believe this is real. It's a Fox station in Phoenix reporting it. It's crazy to me.
That is crazy.
Yeah, F that guy.
If only I knew what Todd and Aaron thought of this.
If only they had a morning show called The Morning Stream.
If only they had some sort of stream that they provided in the morning.
Indeed. We have another winner of a print pack this time.
Oh, cool.
This one's going to go out to... Hold on a second.
I'll wait till you finish pulling up a name.
Andy Balsor. Balsor, maybe? Balsor. Andy Balsor. Sorry. Balsor? Balsar? I don't know how to say it, and I'm making it worse.
Just keep going. Balsor.
Yeah, Balsor. You need to send me an email, Scott at frogpants.com, and I'll hook you up with your own set of prints, all signed, all fresh, right out of the oven. Okay, so that's on its way to you. Congratulations.
I'm curious if Todd and Aaron's current episode of the Morning Stream lists what they talked about. They're
how are they doing over there?
They got 8 views.
It's one more than last time I looked.
What I do love is the fact that people are posting comments, and this is exactly what I want. I don't want anything mean. I just want stuff that's just going to make them scratch their heads,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So we've got, let's see, if we go.
Is it too early to get a fish sandwich? Tell me someone's put that on there.
I put that one. That was the, I started good. The ball rolling with that guy.
All right. All right.
Let's see here. 5.
I
eight.
Can see why you like it.
Here we go. So, bro, baby. So this is for the 8th, which was. Monday.
Yeah.
I missed part of the show. What was Steven's segment about? Also, is Jerry going to be on tomorrow? I have some WWE news for him. Love the show, though.
I love it, dude.
Steven Sparlin says, how long is Todd going to be filling in for Scott? Also, Aaron, can you play a bluegrass cover of Lady Gaga's Born This Way?
They're really creative. You guys are the bomb. Keep doing those. Keep being nice and doing those, okay? Because that's awesome.
Oh, man, these are fantastic.
Hey, I just found a winner for one of the contender sets.
You should bring Daryl back. He's the only reason I tuned in. Seriously, where did Scott and Brian go?
That's amazing. Keep those coming. Seriously. Let's have them just scratch their heads. And then finally listen to this and go, oh.
Oh.
That's what they were doing. I want to congratulate Trisha Threvnot for winning a full set of the Contender Plus expansion from Justin Robert Young and the Contender folks. Huge thanks again to Justin and Trisha. Send me an email, scott@frogpants.com. We'll give that to you.
It's our before tank girl right there.
Yeah, she gave very generously. That was really nice.
Very cool.
Moving on here. Let's see. We got some more news. How about this one?
Okay.
I don't know why the stories are all like this today. I apologize. A man with vehicle fetish sentenced to treatment and probation.
Oh, wow.
Vehicle fetish. This is pretty good. 26-year-old man with a self-professed fetish for rough-running cars will avoid prison time and instead receive mental health and sex offender treatment along with 5 years probation. He probably listens to the radio in Southern Arizona. Anyway.
That was. I wonder if this is the guy. A TV show called like My Unusual Fetish or something like that. Some Lifetime or Bravo or some nonsense like that.
TLC.
But there's a guy who likes to get on one of those little rolly things that they use at the Jiffy Lube and like roll underneath his car from the hood and then just kind of rub his hands all over the front with the headlights like he's underneath it like the car's on top of him.
Ew. That's weird.
Yes.
I mean, I guess nobody's getting hurt, but come on.
Yeah.
What the heck? Oh, we have a special phone call from somebody. Should we take this?
Oh, of course.
Oh, shoot. It will make me hang up on you, though. I don't want to do that.
Oh.
All right. Here's how you're going to get a hold of us today, everybody. Don't call Skype because it won't work. Skype's not letting me add people to calls anymore because Skype sucks these days.
God, it's so lame. I don't understand.
I don't either. I either have to answer it and hang up on you or I can't take it. It's really annoying. It used to let me have a little plus sign.
Or you have to call all of us all at the same time, right?
Yeah. So maybe what I can do, actually, in this case, I'm going to add this person. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Because that way, I can control it that way. All right, let's get this going here. Hi, is it Carrie? You there? No, not yet. It's ringing. Oh, it didn't work.
Oh no.
That's all right. We'll try it again. We're gonna make this happen. Trying it again. Skype's just dumb. It's so dumb. It's like this feature I need, and they took it out, which makes
no sense.
Right,
exactly. It's like, people are using our communications tool to communicate. We have to cut that off. We have to prevent people from doing that.
You got to put a stop to that ASAP. All right. Well, she's not answering. Maybe something got. Oh, it says she's offline now. Dang it. All right. Well, I'll keep trying. But here's what I'm going to say. If you are a member of our Slack, our TMS Slack, or our Frog Pants Slack, then you can right-click me and call me in there. And Brian will hear it, and I'll hear it, and everything will be great. If you don't have access there, and instead you are limited to, say, Discord, you can do the same thing there. And if you haven't been in our Discord, super easy to get to it. You go to frogpants.com/Discord, and you'll hop right in. Point being, you can call me in these different ways. We're going to experiment with a few of those if you want to call and talk to us at all. Okay? So that's the plan there. I cannot get Carrie's call to accept. I don't know why that's happening. I don't know what's happening. All right. Well, I'll keep trying as time goes on. Carrie, if you can hear me, I'm working on it.
If you want to, why don't you try, let her call back, take her call. If it does hang me up, then just try adding me with a little plus sign.
Oh, we could do that. Yeah, we could totally do that. All right, let me try it out. Hi, is this Carrie?
Hello.
Oh, hi.
What are you doing?
Sorry, this thing's a nightmare. I can't get anything to work right. Hold on a sec. Let me see if I can add Brian to this, because this should work now. All right, here we go. I think he's coming in.
Why are you convincing people to give me money?
Because we're going to help you, gosh dang it.
Hobbies. Holy shit.
It's all right. The reason we're doing it, and this is as simple as this, you have been a big part of this community. You are a very kind-hearted person that helps others when they need it, and this is the very least we can do is to try to help
the
you
word
out.
Convince, yeah. The word convince doesn't even come into play here. People are so happy to do this. They want to do something. This is something they can do that makes them happy to do. So.
That's right. Put convince back in your vocabulary bag. We're never using the word convince again. It's gone. It's out.
I'm telling you, here's what happened. I'm in the middle of Walgreens with my daughter printing pictures for Ethan's memorial. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is where I work. So people are walking by giving us I'm sorry. And I'm like, yep, good. I can't lose it now. Give me until the weekend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're coming by and they're saying hi and how you doing? Good. And I'm putting pictures of Ethan. And I think to myself, it's TMSTM. I'm going to go outside and listen. And I go outside and I look. And, of course, the first thing that popped up, because I'm trying to not drive, because don't drive when you've got the phone in your hands, kids. I couldn't remember the Twitch name. So I Googled it. And the first thing that came up was the Twitter link that Scott sent for the GoFundMe.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's not okay. And so I clicked it. And then I yelled in several different languages in the front seat of the car, and Sarah's freaking out next to me, and I just went, this is ridiculous. I'm calling them right now.
Yeah, here
so
you
that's,
are.
That's the most incredible thing I've heard.
Well, it's never, it doesn't matter. You could even be mad at us, and I wouldn't care, because we're still doing this for you. Because I really want to. I don't want to get to a place where everyone's super emotional again, but you've got 15 years of really, really hard mothering, and every second of it was worth it. And she was worth every moment that it ever gave her, but we couldn't
have any regrets about the way she was parented.
Right.
I'm sorry she had to put up with me.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it's pretty good.
But I don't want to let that go without something. So that's why we're doing it. And
thank you very, very much.
Yeah. We want to help in that way. So I'm glad that you're in the kind of Carrie spirits we always expect, despite the fact that this can't be an easy
week. I figure it's kind of one of those things where the minute I let the crack go, it's going to be, you know, the full Grand Canyon of feels.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to avoid that. I'm doing her eulogy at her memorial service. She is being cremated, and we are making some of her remains into memorial jewelry for everyone in the family.
Oh,
so we will always have her with us.
Oh,
which
that's
will be
awesome.
Fantastic.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
I love that.
So, you know, it's something that you think you're always prepared for, particularly when you're raising a kid with special needs who has always got such big care issues. And you're just like, you know, I'm going to have to deal with this, and I'm just going to be prepared because they told me I wouldn't have her. And this is what I got another year, and I'm lucky. And then she's healthy and she's at home and she goes to sleep and just doesn't wake up, and you're like, okay, I'm not ready, you know?
Yeah. But, I don't know how you could be ready. I mean, I think you're as ready as any of us, but maybe going to
lied to myself. I totally thought I was prepared, but I'm not. But you know what? I mean, I have no regrets about the way we raised her. We gave her the best that she could have, and I am thrilled that I was able to do that, because I know there are a lot of parents in this world who can't give kids like that what they need. Yeah. So I was very blessed in that way, and she got the best from us.
She was as well. She was blessed to be in your family, you know, blessed to have a mom like you. So
yeah, for sure.
Thank you guys very much.
Stay safe and careful and as happy as you can be, and we'll talk soon about, because I don't know how GoFundMe works. Somehow I got to load all this out and send it to you when we're done, so I'll figure
it
out.
Amazing.
But take it easy. Our best to the rest of the family. You bet. Good luck this week.
I will.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
Love you, Carrie.
Bye-bye.
Aww.
All right. I didn't know she was going to call in. That was really nice.
I didn't either. So let's see. I should probably, I'm going to hang up on the call that's on hold and just.
Oh, yeah. Just stay here.
I'll just stay on this one.
Yeah, just stay on this one. This one's good. We like this one. Although, I got to send you my camera again. And now my camera's huge. So I don't know what's going on. Oh, wait. You just shut your camera off.
Oh, there we go. Click the wrong button.
It's all right. Hold on. Now I got to reset. There. Mine doesn't look so bad now. All right. Hey, we're back, everybody.
All right, vehicle fetish guy done.
Yeah, he's a weirdo. All right, next up. Yeah. KFC releases Colonel Sanders romance novel. Justin Robert Young on the line. Should I take this? All right, hold on.
Let's see what happens to me here.
It shouldn't change anything, I think. Hi, you're on the air. Is this Justin Robert Young? KFC releases Colonel Sanders romance novel. I hear myself on Justin's computer now.
You goddamn well you do.
Quick, give away that guy's phone number.
Yeah, quick, fast. Somebody call him. We're going to dox you right here on the air. What's going on, man? How the heck are you?
Come on, man. Holy smokes.
We gave away one of your things already. One of your,
I know, and you should give away the other one, too, because I'm about to head into the office and I can get them out tonight. But I just want to say something about Carrie.
Yeah.
And part of the reason why I think so many people are coming out of the woodwork, because this is the kind of stuff that I don't even know that she might even not even think is special, but it is, I know Scott and Brian, you guys are kind of big believers of, you know, it's the little moments of somebody's character that kind of defines the larger, right?
I agree.
It's the stuff that you can't fake. And, you know, I don't know how long I had been doing TMS, but I had just started working at the Go Game, and it was very early, and I was very kind of excited that I was going to get to go to all these different places around the country and meet up with people. I quickly realized that was a bad idea, and I was going to get too tired and from trying to like stay up until 3 o'clock in the morning before having to do a corporate thing. But at that point, I was very excited about meeting people. And so I just kind of randomly put out that I was going to be in Kansas City, and Carrie like picked me up from the airport. Like, she'd know me. She'd heard me on the show.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
And for those of you who don't know, like, the Kansas City airport is a hike from the rest of Kansas City. Like, it is out of town. Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It would have been, you know, I think it was like a fairly expensive cab, or I would have had to rent a car, and she picked me up not knowing me from Adam. And it's one of those things that's kind of always stuck with me. And, you know, I part of the reason why I think, you know, me and so many other people, including everybody listening and watching right now, is so excited to help her in this time of need, because That's what makes this community rad, and it makes me proud to be a part of it.
Well, we're happy to have you be a part of it, and in your honor, I'm going to give the next version of the game and the expansion of the Contender to a very generous person who donated today. That person is Sunny Guan, I think is how you say the last name, G-U-A-N.
Oh, Sun Bun.
Oh, you know who this
Sun
is.
Bun. Oh, very cool.
Okay, good.
That is somebody. You want to know what? Give it to somebody else, because I see him all the time. I can just give him.
Oh, all right. Well, let's give him. Hold on then. That's cool. You know what? For what this person did, I'm going to do the 12x18 signed version of the Eden Dragon Fighter print that I made. And I'm going to put it right here so I remember the name. Sonny, when you hear this, drop me an email, scott@frogpants.com. I will get that to you ASAP. And
yeah, and Sonny, bother me the next time you see me and tell me to bring the game.
Yeah, does Sonny live in, is he in Oakland or some in O-Town?
He just wanted to move into to San Jose or Santa Clara or something.
Oh, all right, so he's right near you then. Okay.
Yeah, he's in the hood.
Nice. Well, dude, it was awesome that you called. Thank you for that. And I know Carrie's listening, and I know it means a lot to her. So thanks for not only your generosity with the giveaways and whatnot, but you know, just for being you, we appreciate it.
Well, listen, this is one of those defining moments, and oftentimes kind of tragedy, unfortunately, is the catalyst for it, but they matter. They matter nonetheless. And I just want to do my part. So, hey, give away the other one and then just text me or email me or something.
I will let you know ASAP. As soon as we do, it'll be the next thing we give away. Justin Robert Young, everybody. We'll talk to you later. All right.
Thanks, Jerry.
So that worked well on
that
Slack.
Worked very well.
So if you want to call me on Slack or you want to call me on the other one, what's the other one? Discord. You can do that. Mm-hmm. You just right-click the Scott Johnson that's in there and hit call. And
oh, perfect.
Done.
There you go. Cool.
We may end up doing that more in the future. Anyway, that's not the important thing. The important thing is we got this dude here. Oh, KFC. Check this out. I mean, this isn't that important, but it's funny anyway. They put
They're
out
adding nacho cheese to their menu.
Oh, please no. No, it's going to be a novel. It's just in time for Mother's Day, and it is a romance novel featuring none other than Colonel Sanders himself. If you're looking for a Mother's Day thing, we got you covered. The fast food chain revealed a romance novel written by Colonel Sanders as well, just in time. The 96-page Tender Wings of Desire is set in Victorian England and is available on Amazon for free. I feel like getting this and just dorking with it. I want to see what's
right.
In this.
Right. No kidding. I mean, it's obviously a Kindle book, so you can just get it and just read maybe we get Fletcher to read some passages from it.
Oh, my gosh, dude. All right. I'm writing that down. The novel centers on Lady Madeleine Parker, who must choose between a life of order and a man of passion. That man being Harland, a handsome sailor with a mysterious past. Wasn't his name Harland? That was his
Harland,
name.
Harland, yeah, Harland Sanders. Yep.
All right, so he's...
No, his first name is Colonel.
Mother's Day happens to be KFC's best-selling day of the year, the company said in a statement, and the romance novel is part of a promotion for the $20 fill-up special. What the hell's that?
It's like they're it's like a bucket of chicken and mashed potatoes and
you know, the perfect thing for
That's
Mother's Day.
Hilarious.
Mother's Day let Colonel Sanders take care of dinner and mom's fantasies by giving her tender wings of desire, a shirtless man in an ad promoting the book says. So there
that's
you go.
Fantastic. We well the, done. Well
the,
done.
Is the ad here? I want to play this ad. Oh, look at this cover photo. Chat room. You have to see.
Is that on that Time Time magazine page?
Isn't that great?
Fantastic.
Well, there is a commercial.
Let's You know what? I like the sense of humor that KFC has had recently with like the different colonels they've had. Mm-hmm. Rob Lowe, I think, is the current colonel.
Oh, that's Rob Lowe?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's great.
I don't know if he's the one in this commercial, but he's
That's
but
great.
They've had like Rob Riggle and Norm Macdonald and
Macdonald was my
Billy
favorite.
Zane.
Yeah, Billy Zane was the last gold one, right? Wasn't he the gold one?
He was the gold one. Yep.
Yeah, I think that's a brilliant campaign they're doing.
It really is.
By the way,
really
that new we were talking about it a little bit on the show a couple days ago, but that new Norm Macdonald stand up on Netflix. Very funny. Very, very good.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. Yeah. I didn't know that was there, so I'm totally putting that on my list.
I like old I like old and slow Norm Macdonald. He's great. He's really good.
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
Anyway, you were going to say. Okay, y'all. What were you going to say?
What was I going to say? Yeah, so KFC can get away with this. I think United could not right now.
No, no.
The United Wings of Desire. It could be same name. Wings of Desire.
They couldn't even put like Billy Zane in a captain's hat and get away with it. They can't do anything. Right now, they gotta wait this one out. Here's a bit of the commercial, I guess.
This Mother's Day, let Colonel Sanders take care of dinner and mom's fantasies.
Ooh, that's a little
By
weird.
Giving her tender wings of desire.
He's like Mother a partially deflated Joe Manganiello. Or Joe Manganiello. Who's the guy from True Blood and Magic Mike?
Partially deflated. He does. It looks like there's a little air missing. Oh, that's funny. Who is this guy?
Sometimes it seemed as though Madeline and Colonel Sanders had been made to love each other. And
we have to get it. We have to get
it. Yeah, gotta get it. We gotta have Fletcher read it.
It's amazing. Final story
it's
here.
Only it's less than 100 pages. Fletcher can read that in an afternoon.
For sure. let's give away the wet neon pet portrait.
All right, sounds good.
Let's give it to, hold on, we're just going to pick a name at random here from the givings of people. We're going to give this to Nicholas Mensch. Nicholas Mensch. Just need your contact details at scottofrogpants.com. Nice. And I, thanks to Zach, we'll get that information to him, and he will get going on any pet you want to make a portrait of. And if you don't know what that stuff is, go to wetneon.com and you can watch Brian's cat being made. You can see my dog being made. It's awesome.
You can't watch my cat being made, but you can watch a print of my cat being made.
True. A painting.
This isn't Pornhub, Scott.
No, it's not. Unfortunately not. Keep it on.
So a buddy of mine sent me, this is going to sound really weird, but you got to bear with me here. A buddy of mine sent me a link to a Craigslist ad.
Okay.
Some people looking for a roommate here in Denver. And I read this morning. So he sent it. He texted it over to me this morning and said, check this out. And so I'm going to put in I'll put in the show notes underneath the brain injury article.
Okay.
I don't know if he's looking for a house in Colorado or if somebody he knows sent this to him, somebody in Colorado.
Yeah.
But I read this thing, and it makes me wish that I was young, single, and looking for a place to live.
Really? All right.
Well, let me rephrase that. I'm so happily married, it hurts.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Where'd you put this? Where'd you link it?
I put it in our show notes underneath the brain injury article.
I'm looking at all this other stuff.
So let me phrase that a different way. So happy that I'm married and live in a house with my lovely wife, Tina. But
yeah,
if I would have seen this ad when I was 24 or something.
Yeah.
Well, I was married when I was 24, but you get the idea.
I understand what you mean. Sure. Let's see here. $690 sponge bath, your Uncle Earl for the next 12 months, or live with us in the Denver Highlands. I don't get it. What are they?
It's for $690, you can either sponge bathe your Uncle Earl for the next 12 months, or you can come live with us. And it's these three women in the Denver Highlands area that give this hilarious description of them, their animals, what they're looking for at a roommate.
Wait, this is crazy. This is really, doing this?
Yeah, they're really doing this.
My favorite line is at the end. It says, we need to have a roommate commit to us by May 20th. So chop, chop, bitches. They're serious then.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're totally serious.
Okay. Who are these people?
I mean, talking about, let's see. Here's the sitch. You're basically moving into a sorority house with three blonde babes, Princess Leia and a miniature panther. We're all in our 20s and living the typical adulting life of Denverites, sort of.
Yeah. Well, who's Uncle Earl? That's the confusing part. He says you're Uncle Earl.
There's no Uncle Earl. So it's basically, instead of just saying, come live with us for $690 for 12 months or $690 for a month for 12 months. Or you can, I think it's 690 for 12 months.
Yeah.
Or you can, you can come live with us. They just wanted to put something eye catching in the headline.
Okay. Now, if I had let's say I had an uncle named Earl, could I go to them and say, pay me the $690. I'm going to give the guy a sponge bath.
No, because they're saying you pay $690 and you can either sponge bathe your Uncle Earl or live with them.
Oh, they're not going to pay. I keep thinking they're going to pay
sponge bathe. No. $690 is what you will pay in rent for the next 6 months, which again sounds ridiculously cheap. That can't be right.
That's really cheap. I mean, you're splitting three-way here, so maybe it's not that bad, but still.
Yeah, four ways.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's got to be, yeah.
You're going to have a four-way is what they're saying.
There is $690 a month, not including utilities. Appreciate the Highlands is the nasty bitch that will drop your pants, take your money, and run.
Listen, if I was a mid-20s millennial wiener boy, I'd probably call this.
Oh yeah,
why not?
I'd be worried about Tristan. I think he'd be eaten alive by the sense of humor in the house. I think it'd be a little more than he's ready for.
I wouldn't want any of my kids to do it, but if it was me, I might do it. do as I say, not as I do, you know.
Right, right.
Anyway, well, that's interesting.
All right, so I thought that was funny.
No, but I appreciate that. We all know where Brian's going for the next 6 months. If you wonder why he's not on the show, hope they have good internet.
Is there a place I can podcast from?
Do you have decent internet, and what's the password?
Do you have room for about 20,000 CDs?
Oh, my gosh. Do you really have that many?
No, I don't. I have about 10,000.
That is a lot of CDs, dude.
It is a lot of CDs.
What do you think? I shouldn't even ask this. What's the average cost of each of those discs? Do you know?
Oh, I don't know. Because
some of them are given to you.
A good portion of them. Yeah, like a really good portion of them got sent to me for free. And when if I buy anything on Amazon now, even if it's relatively new, I'll get the I'll go to Amazon Marketplace and get it for like, it's a penny CD, but there's $2.99 shipping or something like that.
Oh. I see. So you pay less. So that's probably not bad. It's probably like an average of a couple of bucks a disc or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Still, that adds up. If that's does. Let's say it's only $2 per disc. That's $20,000.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. But that's over the course of when did I start getting CDs? Like 85?
When
the Pretty in Pink soundtrack came out?
Totally agree. Like it's part of your livelihood. It's literally an expense that propels you forward. Like it's not like you're just have this bad habit of music collecting. So yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah.
Final story. If you suffer a brain injury, it'll make you more religious, according to scientists. You're gonna find Buddha, Jesus, who else? Allah. Who else can you find? You can find all kinds of people if you get your little brain injury there. It says this, according to scientists, researchers from Northwestern University. I've been to Northwestern. It's a lovely campus. I went there with a friend who was scoping it out for college back in the day, and I went with him. Anyway, patients who had a brain trauma, they were way less willing to accept new ideas before becoming injured and now more extreme in their religious beliefs.
Oh, my God. So not just becoming more religious, but also less willing to accept new ideas.
Yeah, basically, yeah, that. it says the study published in the journal Neuropsychologia, I guess, found that lesions, not lesbians, there's no lesbians in your frontal lobe, found that lesions.
I'm wondering how many people in the audience are wondering if you've had some sort of head trauma.
I'm wondering, are you kidding? Found that lesions in part of the brain called ventromedial prefrontal cortex were linked to higher levels of religious fundamentalism. Previous research suggested prefrontal cortex is important to enabling people to critically assess beliefs and ideas. If it's damaged, people have a reduced cognitive flexibility there, and they're more unwilling to change their views and become a little more, like, hardcore. So, there's that.
Wow.
Take that for what you want, and as you will. We're going to take a break. We're going to play some music. When we come back, we got other stuff. We got more giveaways to do. In fact, before we go to the music, let's give away this other copy of the game from Justin. The
Contender?
Yeah. Cool.
And by the way, all the people winning today get that Secret Identity CD signed. So
very nice.
A signed copy of Secret Identity CD.
That's even cooler. All right, this one's going to go to...
Even Sunbun. I'm even going to give one to Sunbun.
Wayne Williamson. Wayne Williamson. Please send an email to scott@frogpants.com, and I will hook you up with Justin to get you a copy of... Oh, you know what? Did I already give out the... Oh, no, I didn't. There it is. Okay, hold on. Sorry. This is all very manual. We threw this together very last minute. You'll have to forgive us.
We did.
Wayne Williamson, you just won...
Not Wayne Williamson.
No,
Wayne Williamson.
Wayne. The Contender and its expansion, and I'm going to give a print pack to one other name, Andrew Reitz-Fear. I don't know how you say his name, but he'll know him, I'm sure. Andrew, you also win. You win a pack of prints. And if you'd like that, send me an email, scott@frogpants.com. All right, now we'll take a break. What do you got?
Cool. I got a indie in the middle here. This one requested by Luis. I think it's pronounced Luis. L-U-I-S. Louis? Louis?
Louis.
Louis, right? Louis.
Yeah, like from Sesame Street, up the street.
Sesame Street, that was Louis, yeah. Mm-hmm. There's an indie in the middle request. This band is a trio of sisters from Monterrey, Mexico. The oldest is only 17 years old. And they just released their first full album. They also have a bunch of covers in their YouTube page, mostly stuff from Metallica, Foo Fighters, Ozzy, etc. He showed me the email. He got permission from the band. Let's see. I guess that's it. Okay. That was a short email, but a lot of copy and paste from his email. All right. So this is going out to Luis. You can find these guys at thewarningband.com. They are awesome. Once again, the oldest person in this band is only 17 years old. So listen, as you listen, keep that in mind and it'll blow your mind. This is the title track from their brand new album, 21 Century Blood, XXI Century Blood. It is The Warning.
All right, here it is. We'll be back in a sec. Stay tuned. That it was like a hailstorm deal.
Yeah, totally. And the oldest is only 17. How crazy is that?
Crazy.
They sound like they're gonna be huge. They're gonna be huge.
Huge.
If they sound that good in their teen years, they're gonna be amazing once they're in their 20s and actually can perform in the bars that they can't drink at.
Yeah, exactly. Put them behind a cage for different reasons. Hey, all right.
Right, yes.
So there's that. Big thanks to that one. We like that a lot. We'll have another song at the end of the show. We still have plenty to give away today, everybody. In fact, right now, let's give away.
TV Zedgon wants to throw a couple things into the pot, too. Some sets of prints from Nerdtacular.
Oh, that'd be all right. Like printed photos? Is that the deal?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Like, how about let's make it easy on him. Let's do three sets of the four photos. Does that sound good, TVZ Gun?
Yeah. Does that sound all right to him? If it's good to him, then cool. I will pick three winners right now. Those winners are as follows. Scott and Sage Foster. You're a winner. Cool. Of the, I mean, you know what? I better write this down. Photos, TVZ Gun.
Put it in the thing in the place with the stuff.
Yep. So we got Sage and Scott Foster. That's a single entry there. Let's give one to Stephen Cummings. Let's do that. I'm picking these at random, everybody. There's no trick to this. I'm just literally like,
right. No favoritism.
No.
TVZ Gun, you're awesome. Thank you, dude. Totally. He says totally works for him. So
Ross Franklin, you also win. So there are your three winners there. Well done. Congratulations. Send that. You guys email Brian, coverville@gmail.com.
Yeah. Email me. I'll get that information to TVZ Gun. Again, you also get CDs. So,
right. And anybody who sends me emails when they meant to send Brian or the other way around, Brian and I'll work it out. We'll swap.
Yeah. It'll all work itself out. And if you're coming to Nerdtacular, you can pick them up there and we'll sign them.
Exactly. Now I'm going to give away some, real quick here, if I can find it. Oh, where are they? I got some new codes. These courtesy of Mike Walton, who's a big fan of the Daily Blip, also listens to other shows that we do, obviously this one, because we have a lot of giveaways and stuff to do on here. And he's got some Steam codes and links that he's using that all came through the Humble Bundle. And I'm going to recommend a couple of these as winners. So Super Hexagon is going to go. That's a great game, by the way.
That is a great game, yeah.
That one is going to go to the name, whose name I will say now. Hold on. Joshua Schwartz, you are the winner of that game, okay? So you email me, scott@frogpants.com, and I will send you the link and all you need to get that on Steam for 100% free. All right. Brian, I don't know how prepared you are for this, but let's do this.
I'm prepared.
You are prepared.
App Slappy.
All right, time for us to talk about apps we recommend, things we've used during the week that we like. And I've been spending a lot of time, you know, casual toilet time on Boggle with friends because I just don't know why.
Heard that, everybody? So if you're playing Boggle against Scott, know that he's pooping while he plays.
He'll know right where I am in that. The one I'm going to recommend is actually one called Die with Glory, and it's this weird game, and by weird, I mean I came out of nowhere. It's a pay-for game. You pay money for it. It's kind of a point-and-click adventure, kind of not. I don't know how to classify this, but the whole story is you're this... Let's see if it'll play for me, actually. Here we go.
I've been watching Sigurd since his birth. Born and bred by warriors and sailors.
Okay, so it's this story like kind of Vikings, right? And the Viking that you play in the beginning is portrayed like this super heroic dude with these cutscenes that are like, he slayed 1,000 men and blah, 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 like that lady was doing. Then when you actually go to the gameplay, you're just this fat little old cartoon-looking Viking who's not really that cool. They're just telling good stories about you, okay? And now you're sick of living because the whole goal of a Viking is to die and make it to the gates of Valhalla with the glory of Odin, right?
Right, right.
That's what you want in life, and he's not getting that. He's a heroic dude. He's doing all kinds of great stuff, but in the end, he's still not dead, and he wants to die. So each scenario is you trying to figure out how to get him killed.
Oh my God, that sounds great.
But you have to accomplish like multiple goals in the killing to make it happen. So one of them might be it has to involve this weapon and it has to have this other guy involved somehow. And if you don't involve them, it's it's forfeit and they send you back. You go up to heaven for 5 seconds, they send you back, say, nope, do it over. It's awesome. One of my favorite little experiences on this thing. I hope this makes it to other platforms. It'd be great on PC. Be great on a Switch or something. It's really, sure. really
what's
fun.
What's it called again?
It's called, hold on, skip around to the back. It is called Die with Glory.
Die with Glory, okay.
And it's all about him trying to just figure out the best way for a Viking to go. And every scenario, and it looks like they're going to make more. They're going to keep making these scenarios. And it's just ingenious and funny. Like, I laugh out loud sometimes, especially because the story's like, he bravely entered the town and then in real life, it's just, hey, everybody, what's going on? Like, it's just stupid, goofy, and probably is a good example of how, like, hero stories get made, right? Like,
right.
People aren't that heroic. They're just kind of lame. And this guy's lame, and he's great. I love him. So, anyway, get that. Die with Glory. It's on iOS. I do not know about Android. Probably there. If not, will be soon. Brian, what do you have today?
Sounds absolutely hilarious. So this one comes from actually a recommendation from somebody a couple weeks ago. Last week we had Dan Tabletop Man. Week before that, somebody said, hey, Brian, you should check out Cats. And it's C period, A period, T period, S period. Mm. And this is a BattleBots game, but it's a BattleBots style game that is, number one, it's animation style is absolutely great, and it's one that's really compelling and fun to play. In my case, I'm a little Siamese cat. Mm-hmm. and I'm in this BattleBots deal where I can choose a body for my vehicle. Mm-hmm. I can choose wheels. I can choose what kind of weapons I want on there. Other accoutrements like a forklift on the front to scoop up the other player. And basically, once you set up your little battle bot, you just say, pick a random opponent, you hit play, and your involvement in the game is done for a minute.
So you don't, just hit, so they just auto fight. Is that the deal?
They auto fight.
Okay. All
right. And right now I'm rocking a classic battle bot body right now with a really nice drill on the front, but it's got a really low footprint in the front, a really small wheel in the front. So I've got kind of a ramp on the front of my vehicle. So when they come and attack me, a lot of times they just go right up and over me. And if they've got a top heavy car or battle bot, they just flip over on their back. And then I drill the, let me rephrase this. They flip over, their battle bot flips over and I kill them with the drill.
There you go. That's it. Yeah, it still sounds slightly euphemistic, but better.
Still sounds exactly, but it's a little bit better than what I was about to say.
Yeah.
this thing is such a blast. It was like, I was thinking, all right, well, this will probably be fun. I'm having such a good time with this because you earn boxes, and inside the boxes are better gear, better things to equip your vehicle with. Mm-hmm. I've been playing with this and having a blast with it for a week now, and I haven't spent one penny in it on buying gems, and there is the ability to buy gems and stuff. No need. You get a lot of this stuff just by playing the game. And
do you feel like it's kind of a set it and forget it kind of game? In that, I mean, where is the fun, watching it play out or the setting things up before you watch it?
Oh, well, so let's say you play out that fight, you get a new box, or if you have a winning streak, you get a new box. Inside there is a better wheel. Oh, I'm going to put that wheel on. I'm going to upgrade my drill. Or I'm going to use this laser instead of a missile launcher. And you just keep modifying your vehicle. And in addition to the quick fight, you've also got championship mode where you play against a bunch of other players right around the same skill. Same kind of thing. You'll do 14 fights, one right after the other, where you just kind of sit back, watch your battle bot attack. And it's really what the fun is, number one, upgrading your vehicle. Number two, watching the things that tend to take your vehicle out and figuring out, oh, okay, so I need to put if I put a forklift in the front of mine, then it'll flip that guy over and then I can, kill him that way.
Yeah.
The longer the game, the battle lasts, the edges drop, the things on the edge of the screen drop, and two big, like belt sander saw blades come out.
Yeah.
And whichever vehicle they hit first is the loser. That one immediately dies. The little cat pops down in a parachute. And And then you're declared the winner. And so it does this whole championship thing. Again, you watch all 14 rounds play out. It's a blast. Then you say, all right, I'm going to put a new drill on, or people aren't dying fast enough with this, so I'm going to upgrade my laser. It is such a blast. You got to give it a try. I'm not doing it justice. It's such a good time.
Well, you've sold me. I'm going to get it.
Yeah, you got to try it, and you're going to love it. It's called CATS, C-A-T-S. And
what are they trying to get you to buy? Are they trying to get you to buy boxes? Is that the thing?
Yeah, those green gems, which let you open boxes faster.
Yeah.
You get so many of those just by playing the game that I still open boxes faster than waiting out the full 2 hours to wait for a box to open. And I've got 50 gems right now. So, I mean, I've got enough to open all the boxes I've got right now and still get, still have some left over.
Well, this thing's up in the charts, too. People seem to like it. So
it is fantastic. Yeah.
All right. Good one. Good pick, everybody.
Yeah. Try it out. Let me know what you think.
Got a winner of a multiple print pack from me. This goes to Sarah Marie Sonata. That's a cool name. And
Sonoda, I think it
Sonoda,
is.
Sonoda, is it? Send me
Sonoda, yeah.
Sarah, send me an email, scott@frogpants.com. I'll get you a print pack. Thank you for being so generous in the giveaway or in the GoFundMe. It was very nice of you and everyone in there. We got a couple more giveaways before we're done. We're going to do some quick Twitter questions.
Cool.
Very quick ones because we're almost out of time. Where's the thing?
That's right. And you can always follow me on Twitter.
Yeah, the bird goes tweet. Here you go. Katie Talmo asks, what is the biggest blunder you have ever made while cooking? I don't know. I don't cook. I can't think of anything.
I'm going to tell you one that Tina did while I try and think of one of my own.
Oh, we're getting a call here. Should we see who this is?
Okay. Sure.
Hi, who's this? Hello? It didn't work.
Hello?
Yeah, you hung up on us. That's fine. All right, Aww. Go ahead. Say what you're going to say. She did what now?
So Tina, this was back when Tina was a teenager, and she's like, oh, I'm going to cook for my family. And so she made goulash, Hungarian goulash. Mm-hmm. And spends, all this time in the kitchen, invites everybody into the dining table. She's got plates out for everybody. They take their spoon and they scoop up a big spoonful of goulash, put it in their mouth, and crunch.
Oh, no.
And she forgot to cook the noodles. Oh. Like, all the rest of it totally cooked. Noodles, raw, completely raw.
I don't know why that's calling back. Sorry. Wow. That's not good. That's like finding eggs in your omelet and eggshells in your omelet.
Eggshells in your omelet. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. Well, that's a pretty good one. I guess the closest I came to is when I was trying to make those weird eggs and the cheese bubble on the top popped and exploded all over the house. So that was probably it. Nick set our grill on fire once with a steak.
So nice.
Yeah. That was good.
All right, I got to be fair. I did think of one that I did, and this was when Tina and I were first starting to date, and so we were going over to a friend's house. I was in charge of making mashed potatoes. I cooked the potatoes, boiled them up, put them in a bowl, chopped them up, fork mashed them, added some milk. Oh darn! Added too much milk. They were a little runny, so my first thought, and what I don't know why I did this, but I added flour to it. Thinking that would thicken it up, like flour is like some sort of magical thickening agent.
Yeah, that's not what that does. It is. It's not good.
No, it was horrible. Like eating raw dough. Oh my god,
that's foul. You screwed that one up.
It was really bad.
Yes. Captain Morgan says, "What is your opinion on pineapple on pizza? It's gross. Don't eat it. What do you think?"
Oh, I'm totally for pineapple on pizza.
You're pro pineapple on pizza.
I am pro pineapple on pizza.
Oh, because I am anti as you get. I do not like
pineapple. I mean, the ham and pineapple, good, always a good choice. But pineapple jalapeno is even better.
Oh, now that actually sounds like it might be all right.
Because you get the sweet and the spicy together.
Yeah, that's a good combo.
Really, really good.
That's a good combo. Yep. Lithmage Adventures says, instead of The Rock, if Arnold Schwarzenegger could run for president, would you vote for him? Would you milk me? I'm going to say probably not unless he... Okay, are you saying would I vote for him over Trump? Abso-freaking-lutely. Would I vote for him over other candidates? Probably not.
It's funny because between him and The Rock, he's got way more experience in government.
Yeah, he just doesn't have any experience in being born in the USA, so he can't run.
Well, no, but that's not what's in question. He says, you know, if he could run for president.
Yeah, if he could, you're right. He's got more. He had the California stuff.
I would totally vote for Schwarzenegger. I mean, you know, I wouldn't pick him over a candidate with experience and that was on a platform that I supported. But if it was between The Rock and Schwarzenegger, I'd definitely go Schwarzenegger.
Oh, I don't know. I think I'd go The Rock. The Rock didn't cheat and have a maid give a baby.
Mm. Not that, that we know of.
That we know of, right. That's the thing. We didn't think that about Schwarzenegger.
All
right,
that's true.
It's just, to me, that's a strikes at a trust issue. I'm not a prude. I don't care. Go do what you got to do. But if you're going to be president. Sure. Because, you know, but clearly we have a better taste. We have a better taste for this stuff now because look who's in now. He's done that 100 times. Nobody seems to care. Jesse says, how much longer till dentists adopt very clean VR headsets for us to wear while they are cleaning our teeth? Gen 2, Gen 3? Probably Gen 3. Imagine that. VR headset sitting in the dental chair.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Watching VR.
So my dentist does your dentist have like a little TV screen so you can sit there and watch something?
Yep.
While you get a cleaning? Yeah. And do you bring your own DVDs or do you use what they have?
He uses Apple TVs and he's got everything bought and downloaded. So you just click through a stuff he's paid for. So it's great.
Oh, I go to the dentist next week or in 2 weeks. I'm totally recommending my dentist get an Apple TV.
Yeah. You get the remote too. So I can control everything about it. I can swap around to other stuff if I don't want it. I can watch Netflix if I'm not in the mood for whatever he's got downloaded. And he had everything. Sure. He had like every movie I could think of in there. And
does he provide earbuds or is it the TV speakers?
Headphones. So I got a little headphone. I know. It's great.
See, that's the way to do it. It's great. Because I want to take in my own headphones. I'm wondering if they're going to yell at me and say, no, we need to be able to tell you to turn your head slightly to the left or this is going to hurt or, you know, something like that.
Yeah. No, it worked out great. I loved it.
Yeah. I don't think we're far from that.
Joe wrote in one of the more interesting questions of the day. Have you guys ever considered the fact that somebody may have passed away while listening to the show? I have thought about that. Geez. I have thought about
it. It's a very morbid.
It is.
Very morbid question.
It totally is. Joe's a longtime community guy. He's been here forever. But Joe, I'm just going to say, whew, that's a dark one, dude. I have thought of it, but I don't think it's happened as far as I know. I mean, how would you know, though, right? Not everyone's going to tell you. So maybe it's happened.
Right. Oh my God.
You haven't.
I bet it was during that. It was during that that cover I played years ago by that kid who was in Terminator 2.
Oh, that's the one. That almost ended me that day. I was almost out. Let's do one more here from.
Okay. Let's look at it this way. How many people have had sex listening to our show?
Oh my gosh, I don't want to think about that. probably a lot more than have died. That's my thing.
Yes, probably a lot more.
Says here, Sunny says, are any of you into any of the current food fads? I don't understand people sprinkling chai seeds everywhere. Someone got bored on their of their chia pet. I don't do any of that. I think that diet and exercise are pretty much the only things that really work. So everything else is kind of crap. But I know that some people don't share that opinion and are all into South Beach diets and.
They're not talking about that, though. He's talking about, like, food trends, right? Or not necessarily diet trends.
Well, maybe he means, like... Well, okay, that's a good point. Sonny might be referring to, like, just...
Like, artisanal, farm-to-table...
Yeah, that stuff gets weird, I think. Like
it's just... yeah.
I have in my fridge...
Locally sourced?
I have in my fridge some milk made out of... Not almonds, not rice, and not soy. Those are all been around for a while. It was something else. Mm-hmm. It was some other weird thing that you shouldn't be able to get anything that resembles milk out of, and there it is, though.
Termite milk.
Oh, gross.
Remember, we talked about that on this very
show. Yeah, but I cannot imagine. Can you imagine drinking something with termite milk in it?
Ugh. No, I can't.
I would vomit everywhere.
If you're using the word aioli when you really mean mayonnaise...
Oh, do people say then aioli?
Then you might, my friend, might have a trendy food restaurant.
Yeah, I'm not into any of that. Sometimes my wife will be, you know, she'll be into something, but I mean, it's different. I'll get into like Middle Eastern food or something like that, but that's not the same as a trend. That's just straight up food that exists.
No. Yeah.
So yeah, I would say no. And I don't want any chia pet seeds or whatever. Not interested. That's the
end. I won't have it, bub.
It's the end of the show. Hold with it. We're not going to hold with it. That's right. It's the end of the show for all of you out there listening. But before we go, I want to thank everybody for their generosity. We were able to give away all our prizes, and we'll get those out to you right away. Big thanks to everybody who provided them, including Jason, Justin, and TV's Egon, and Brian, mm-hmm. the Secret Identity stuff. Of course, Andrew Allen's included in that. All this stuff from everybody. Thank you guys so much for that. And, oh, of course, the Super Hexagon code from, I forgot his name already because brain is dumb. Hold on. His name is Mike Walton. Thanks, Mike, for that. And these will go out to everybody soon. Again, if it was one from Brian, coverville@gmail.com. If it was from me, scott@frogpants.com. And we will get these out in the mail to you ASAP. Also, a quick update. If you're wondering where your free comic book day comics are, if they're in the mail or whatever, we just finished signing them all last night. So they're shipping today back to Virginia, where they'll then be all packed together with other stuff certain people ordered and then shipped out again. So it takes a little while. You don't get them the day after you sign up for them. Just letting everybody know it takes a few days for us to shuffle these around. But we did our marathon thousands of prints signing, Carter and I, yesterday. Finish that up, send it out, and you'll have them soon. I think that's everything. Cool. Oh, let's see where we ended up here. Our total, 3,000.
Almost three times.
Yeah. Almost three times the amount. $3,667.
Oh, so we did hit three times it. Yeah, wow. Yeah,
well done, everybody.
I just refreshed and it was $3,467.
Yeah, well done, everyone involved. Some really, really generous people. Josh Fillmore, Peter Yu. We saw something from Bill. Let's say Bill Duran. Thank you, Bill. We got something from, Tom Merity is in here. Mark Hensley. Nice. A bunch of anonymous ones. I don't want to forget you guys because you can totally donate anonymously, and that was really nice of all of you. Robert Stevens, Adam Brock, Timothy Powers, Everett Morris. You guys are all champions in our minds, and it means a lot for us, as for our show, and certainly for Carrie and the memory of Eden. So thank you guys so much for your contributions and your help. I know this was kind of slapdash together today, but we felt like we really wanted to put something together for Carrie and her family. So thank you all again. I think that's everything. Frogpants.com/TMS is our website. You can go there and find everything that you need to get a hold of us and do stuff. Brian, you got anything I'm forgetting? We're good?
That's it. That's it for me. So, how about a song?
Yeah. Did you put a new Coverville one up yesterday? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. New Coverville went up yesterday. And then I also did a Coverville bonus tracks this morning. Covers of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. So if you are a Coverville patron or you're a Coverville citizen, then you will automatically get that. And nice. It's covers of almost every song on the soundtrack. Nobody covers Wham Bam Shamalang by Silver or, of course, that new David Hasselhoff thing. No covers of that.
No.
But,
yet, anyway. Yet.
Yeah,
Hasselhoff looked pretty good in that movie. Anyway, hey, spoiler.
Yeah, it did.
Well, let's do a song now then. What do you got for me there?
Sure. This one is going out to Nick B. Says, May 14th is my amazing wife Lori's birthday, and any day around then would do nicely. We had our son almost 2 years ago, and now we're expecting our second child. And more than ever before, I just can't express how much she means to me. So any cover of this song would be amazing. Lori, I love you with all my heart, and I look forward to the future our family will have together. Signed, Nick. Nick wanted a cover of God Only Knows by the Beach Boys. Seemed very loving and appropriate for today as well, and fits. So, from the band Junior Junior and their Horsepower EP from 2011, here is God Only Knows.
All right, we'll be back Monday. Everybody come on back, okay? Okay.
I may not always love you, but as long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, my life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Yes. Get more at frogpants.com.